Steve Jacob pre-game interview.
We have got a heavyweight title bout. It is the premiers of the last 3 years, Richmond and West Coast. Lucky enough to be joined by Eagles assistant coach Jamie Graham. Jamie, thanks for your time for Prestige Jayco. Tom King, Ben Castanilia and Tom Lonergan, great to be talking to you. Firstly, how have the Eagles settled back out on the out back in Queensland?
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me. It probably feels more like an away game because we've just got in 2 days ago like we would, and haven't really had a lot of time to settle in. We've just got straight onto our oppo in Richmond and really got prepared for today. So, the boys are in a good space and ready to go.
Adam Simpson said that you probably didn't handle hub life the first time around as well as you could have. What have you put in place to ensure that, I suppose, the same, well, not necessarily mistakes, but the same mindset doesn't carry this time?
Yeah, I think as we went on, we did learn them. We probably put them in place last time. I think the balance with footy and giving boys time away from that footy environment and having coaches around and, just getting that balance right was important. And, this is probably a little bit different again because we've got 4 and 5 day breaks, so there's going to be a lot of recovery. We're just going to have to manage how many meetings we have and how much training the boys can do. So, we feel like we're a lot better prepared.
You're doing something that a lot of clubs try to do, and that's try and transition new faces into the side without dropping off. And you've had some success this year. You've obviously brought in the likes of Nick Reid. Xavier O'Neill made his debut last year. We're seeing a bit more of Josh Rotham. But tonight we get to see Bailey Williams for the first time as a big man who'll play as a backup to Nick Knapp.
Yeah, it's exciting for the club seeing new faces come through. And Bailey, he's been in fantastic form in our scrimmages and games against opposition players who haven't been getting games. And similar to Roth and O'Neill and Reid, they're actually coming into the team with good form behind them. So it holds them in good stead to be able to perform. Bailey, he's a big unit. He's got some great athleticism and we'll see him in the ruck and also forward. He can play both roles. So exciting for him and exciting for the club.
Jamie, can you give us a ground report for South Point Garden Supplies? We're obviously down here in the K-Rock Hub and it's colder than your ex-wife's heart, to be fair. So how is it up there?
It's actually a bit cooler at night than I thought it would be. It's a beautiful night for footy. There's no breeze. Little bit of dew on the ground, but nothing too bad. Bit of pain on the oval because there's plenty of footy being played up here, but it's a beautiful night for footy.
Yeah, well, no doubt. You're in just red hot form, really. You've just done everything right, bar the blip early on in the season. But so many, and it goes for all the good sides. But so many of your important players are playing well. It must be a great luxury to have to know that you've got so many of your list who are really classy players who are all in good form.
Yeah, obviously important that our key players do stand up and perform, and it does allow the younger guys and the new players come in and play their role. So that's important. And a lot of our leaders have stood up in all areas. Chewy and Kelly in the midfield, obviously with Nick Nat, and then JK and Darling down forward, and our key backs are very good for us on the weekend. So it does allow the boys around them just to play their role, which we really value too within our club.
Now, I know you've been at home, so you're on the road now, but you have spent quite a considerable time at home, and you probably had time to have the old Fred Astaire cut, but have you had time yet to anoint a barber within the group now that you have relocated?
Tommy Brass rates himself with the Clippers, but I don't know if I'll be going and visiting him, but he's a modern-day hairdresser, but the boys, I think they go and see him, but there's a few head shaves going on.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest Jeremy McGovern would be anything to go by. He's got a pretty rough old cranium.
for Prestige Jayco, speaking with Eagles assistant coach Jamie Graham, who gets nervous whenever Travis King at the Eagles goes, Jamie, can you talk to K-Rock? Here's Tom Lonergan.
Yeah. Jamie, good luck tonight, mate. Just wanted to talk about Richmond and their ability to get the ball inside 50 so much. Last week we saw 60 plus entries, a time differential of 34 minutes. What do you do to combat that? And what do you do? What's a strength you can take away to get you guys to win the game tonight?
Yeah, obviously, the clearance battle is really important against Richmond, but they do rebound very well when you do win those. So we believe if we win that battle, stopping them in our forward half. Because once they do transition, if they're not scoring, they do lock it in and they pressure and then start playing the game in their half. So the mids are going to have a big battle on their hands, and hopefully we can dominate with some field position and then try and lock it in. I think that's really important, and stop them rebounding off half-back, which they've done well for a number of years. So that's the plan, and hopefully we can execute.
And Tim Kelly, obviously a Geelong pass, a great player for the Cats the last couple of years. How's he feeling going back into hub life? Is he taking the family over? Are families coming over with the West Coast boys? What's the situation there?
Yeah, there's a few fans, not too many, but the boys with young kids and who really felt the need to bring their families over and support have done so. And yeah, TK's one of them. They came over last time, so I'm sure they've settled in well. But yeah, TK's he's been progressing nicely and he's played some good footy for us. So we're obviously rapt to have him on board, and he's working really well with the rest of the midfield.
Jamie, Tom Hawkins hasn't won a Coleman medal. Any chance you could play Josh Kennedy as sort of a decoy for the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, hard to get him to do that. He's a man. He loves getting the ball in his hands, which good key forwards do. So, it's going to be interesting to see how JK does manage the next 4 games with the condensed fixture. But at the moment, he's feeling good, and he'll be trying to get his inside 50 target as many times as he can, big JK.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a superstar. We're looking forward to watching him in action tonight. Jamie, really appreciate your time once again for Prestige. Jayco, wish you all the very best. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much, boys.
Jamie Graham joining us there from the West Coast Eagles.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.